Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the TR90 Body Brain 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, for which for me is 6:40 Pacific time, 7:40 Mountain time, 8:40 Central time, and 9:40 Eastern time. Thrilled to have you along with us. If you ever miss these calls, you can pick them up on an application called SoundCloud or where you get your podcast by putting in Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Lomas, L-O-M-A-S, and TR90, or Frank Lomas and Solutions to Digic War Anti-Aging. And if you're listening to this and it's a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial in to 712-775-8972, and we would be delighted to have you join us. Our panel does these calls in support of your TR90 efforts, and we are thrilled to be helping you out with that TR90 lifestyle as you're getting started. When you're first starting out, I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. I come to you with an education background, but a huge interest in health, nutrition, and exercise dating back at least four decades. So when you're first starting out, that's that one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best. But if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals because it'll still work. It's just not quite as, they say it's not as effective as it could be. My experience has been that it is almost as effective as if you took it 15 to 20 minutes before a meal. Several times I had to take them with my meals because I never knew when my meals were going to be. 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. Those fruits and vegetables will give you your macronutrients, which happen to be your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats. Your micronutrients, which happens to be your vitamins and minerals. And the last thing those fresh fruits and vegetables will give you is fiber, which helps with first satiety or that feeling of fullness. And the second thing that fiber helps with is good digestive health. For good digestive health, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need about 32 grams of fiber daily for those purposes. And if you're getting all that fiber, well, then you're going to need to get up and get moving, 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise at least 5 days a week. That's your bottom baseline. Definitely can do more than that, but don't attempt to do less. And if you're exercising heavily, you can be losing up to a quart of body moisture in an hour. So it is really important to stay hydrated. So your baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if you weigh 100 pounds, you should be starting out at 50 ounces of water and bumping it up from there, depending on how active you are and how much you're losing due to perspiration and dehydration from humidity and other sources. And the last thing, 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That good quality of sleep is really important. It does a series of system resets while you're sleeping, and it happens at various stages while you're sleeping, so it's really important to get that good quality sleep. It clears out toxins, it stores memories, it repairs muscles and tissues. It just does a multitude of things, and in everything that I've read and studied over the last 14, 15 years really indicates that getting that good quality sleep is really important. So with that being said, I am sharing some recipes today out of a book that's called Eat to Live by Joel Furman, MD. And hopefully these will kind of spark some interesting fruits and vegetables to be included into your diet, things that you can do that will help support your TR90 efforts. Joel Furman is what we like to call a nutrarian, which means he's really interested in getting good quality, nutrient-dense food, which is mostly fruits and vegetables, because the vitamins and minerals work in synergy for your good health. And yesterday I shared some recipes about dressings and dips and smoothies and some of his breakfast to go. Today, well, creamy blueberry dressing. This serves four. You start out with 2 cups of fresh or frozen and thawed blueberries, 1/2 cup of pomegranate juice, 1/4 cup of raw cashew butter or 1/2 cup of raw cashews, 3 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's wild blueberry vinegar or other fruit flavored vinegar. Oh, by the way, it's very easy to make your own fruit vinegars at home. Blend all the ingredients in a food processor until smooth and creamy. The next dressing slash dip is a Dijon date dressing dip. Serves 4, 1 cup of water, 1/3 cup of raw cashew butter or 2/3 cup raw cashews, 4 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's Riesling raisin vinegar or balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 2 tablespoons of Dijon mustard, 4 to 6 pitted dates, depending on your taste, 1 to 2 cloves of garlic that have been minced. Toss them all in these ingredients into a food processor or a blender. Blend until smooth. Healthy Thousand Island dressing. This also serves 4. It starts out with 1/2 cup of raw cashew butter or 1 cup of raw cashews, 1/2 cup of unsweetened soy, almond, or hemp milk, 2 tablespoons of balsamic vinegar, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of dried dill weed, 1 teaspoon of onion powder, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, 3 tablespoons of tomato paste, 1 rounded tablespoon of date sugar or 1 to 2 pitted dates, 1/4 of a cucumber peeled, 1/4 of a cucumber peeled and finely chopped, and 1/4 cup of finely chopped onion. In a food processor or blender, blend the cashews, milk, vinegar, lemon juice, dill, onion powder, garlic powder, tomato paste, date sugar, and peeled cucumber until smooth. Transfer to a small bowl and fold in the finely chopped cucumber and onion. So that would be your healthy Thousand Island dressing. Your next item is herbed white bean hummus. This recipe serves 2. And it starts out with 2 cups of cooked or canned, no salt added, or low sodium white beans, drained and rinsed. 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of unhulled sesame seeds, 2 tablespoons of red wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 2 tablespoons of water, and 1/4 cup of fresh basil, along with 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh thyme. Blend the beans, the lemon juice, the sesame seeds, vinegar, mustard, and water in a high-powered blender or food processor until smooth. Add the basil and thyme and pulse very briefly. Do not overprocess. The herbs should be visible in small pieces. Next item is a red lentil sauce. This serves 4. You take 1/2 cup of dried red lentils, 1 medium onion chopped, 1 clove of garlic that's been chopped, 1 1/2 cups of carrot juice, 1 tablespoon of Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no salt seasoning, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, and 1/2 teaspoon of balsamic vinegar. You place the lentils, the onion, the garlic, and the carrot juice in a saucepan, bring to a boil, cover, and simmer for 20 to 30 minutes or until the lentils are soft and pale. Add more carrot juice if needed. Blend the cooked lentil mixture, the veggie zest, the cumin, and vinegar in a food processor to a smooth puree. Add more carrot juice if it's too thick. Note, served with steamed broccoli, cauliflower, or other veggies. So your mango salsa, which also serves 4, that's your 1 ripe mango, peeled, pitted, and cut into small pieces. 3 green onions chopped, 2 tablespoons of chopped fresh cilantro, 1 tablespoon of fresh lemon juice, 2 teaspoons of seeded and chopped jalapeno. Combine all the ingredients in a small bowl, and that serves 4 for that mango salsa. Sesame ginger sauce serves 4. Starts out with 2/3 cup of water, 1/2 cup of raw tahini, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1 teaspoon white miso paste, 1 tablespoon of finely grated white ginger, 2 dates that have been pitted, 1 clove of garlic that's been pressed, dash of crushed red pepper flakes. Blend all the ingredients in a food processor. Add more water if needed to achieve the desired consistency. Note, serve with steamed or water sautéed vegetables. The sauce goes well with bok choy, asparagus, or kale. The next item is his simple guacamole. Serves 4. You start out with 2 ripe avocados, peeled and pitted, 1/2 cup of finely chopped onion, 1/4 cup of minced fresh cilantro, 2 tablespoons of fresh lime juice, 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1/4 teaspoon of freshly ground black pepper. Using a fork, mash the avocados in a small bowl, add the remaining ingredients and stir well. Cover and chill. And the last recipe I'm sharing today, which is out of the dressings and dips, is a tofu ranch dressing / dip. This serves 4. You start out with 6 ounces of silken tofu. The brand that I'm well aware of is the Morinu, Morinu. You can get it in a lot of Asian stores in an aseptic pack so that you can actually, it's shelf stable. 3 dates pitted, 1 clove of garlic peeled, 1/4 cup finely chopped green onion, 3 tablespoons of water, 2 tablespoons of fresh lemon juice, 1 1/2 tablespoons of dried Italian seasoning, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh parsley, 1 tablespoon of chopped fresh dill, 1 teaspoon of Bragg liquid aminos or low sodium soy sauce, and a dash of cayenne pepper is optional. Blend all of those ingredients in a high-speed blender or food processor until smooth and creamy. Note, you can use this as a dressing, dip, spread, or mayonnaise substitute in your favorite recipes. Store it in the refrigerator in an airtight container for up to 5 days. And tomorrow we'll actually be getting into his salad recipes, and they get a little more involved. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook, One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business and what's happening in the new skin world. Thrilled to have had you with us this morning. Definitely, I welcome any thoughts or comments you may have as soon as I get off of mute, and thrilled to have you with us. So there we are, some healthy dressings and dips that you can use with your fruits and vegetables to really spice up your life. If there's no other thoughts or comments, I am going to go ahead and release us. Have a great day. We will have Frank back next Wednesday, I believe. And I'll be back here tomorrow sharing some of those salad recipes. Have a great day and look forward to seeing you tomorrow.